Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I just so happened to find this recording, and welcome to the Marvel Men podcast, a show us Marvel nerds talk about everything related to the Marvel Cinematic Universe 24/7, 365. I'm your co-host, Zach Benicillo, along with my good compatriot for 15 years, Alex DiCarlo, and Tommy DeVito.
Hey, happy New Year, peoples.
Happy New Year once again.
Yes, basically, happy once again, happy 2025, everyone. So before we kick into this new year with a lot of stuff we have coming
Yes,
up.
and happy 2025. And
Yes.
you probably wondered why I was sound a little off just now. Yeah. Word warning if you haven't watched our last episode. Full disclosure,
Rant.
we went full blown we went full blown rant.
Yeah,
Went all
basically.
rant mode up in here.
Yeah, basically, because what we just did is what we're doing right now is we actually just finished recording our spoiler review for What If Season 3, and now we're recording this. So you guys aren't going to see this on this. Yes, this episode and our What If review were recorded on the same day, but they're being uploaded on different days. So
Yeah.
you're
They're
going
gonna
to
be
hear this.
different.
So you guys are going to have this episode when you're watching this. It's probably going to be Wednesday. The What If one will be up Monday or this past Monday, or well, it'll be up already by the time you listen to this, but it's probably going
Well,
to be 2 days up.
let's face it, time travel can be a little awkward these
Yeah,
days.
that's a whole thing. Either
It
way,
can.
before we jump
And
into 2025,
actually, Zach makes a lot of sense when he was ending our last episode. We'll have it up momentarily. And I think what he meant by momentarily mean like, well, you got the gist.
yeah, pretty much.
But anyways,
As of now.
since we're now here in 2025, we still need to put 2024 in the rearview mirror. Well,
But before
yeah,
we can put it in the
as
rearview mirror,
well.
look forward to everything coming out this year, like Thunderbolts and Captain
Captain
America:
America,
Brave New
Brave,
World, Daredevil: Born Again, stuff like that.
Fantastic Four: First Steps, and
Ironheart, Wonder
Ironheart, and
Man, Eyes of
yep.
Wakanda.
Yeah,
Either
that
way,
too.
in
But
case we're missing
anyways.
anything, I think that's it. Although I think we might be missing something.
Nope. But we still need to put we still need to
Before we
close
can do
the
that,
we still
we
gotta
gotta
close the
look
book on
back
2024. Well,
on the year
Marvel
that
does.
we had. So
So
last
as
year.
of right now, we had four projects that came out last year.
Well,
Well,
in the
or this
main
past year,
MCU
actually.
proper.
Yeah. We have Echo. We have Deadpool and Wolverine. We have Agatha All Along and What If Season 3.
Yes, four projects came out last year. That's because of the strikes, but also Marvel is actually looking to continue that format going forward, minus except for 2025, because they just want to get everything that they've had sitting on the shelf for a bit. They just want to get it out. But they like 2026 onward, they're going to go back to what they had this year with like less coming out, so then they can spread things out more, which I agree with this. Although that being said, Young Avengers, by the time we get to that project, they're not going to be young anymore. They're just going to be Avengers: The Next Generation.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Just call it Avengers: The Next Generation and move on.
Or something along that lines. But either way,
Yeah.
so coming in at number four.
And keep in mind, though,
This is just.
we all spoke about this in our chat, and it was straight up unanimous.
Yes, this
A
is actually a first.
unanimous freaking vote up in here.
And also,
So,
this is just our individual opinions right now. If you have a project different ranked than us from this year, that's perfectly fine.
yep,
Perfectly fine. Your
that's totally
opinion,
your
you're
opinion.
entitled
We
to it. If you enjoyed something more than we did, or doing something less than we did, oh, that's perfectly fine.
yeah, perfect. More power to you.
Yes, but coming in at number four,
Yeah, more power to you.
I have What If Season 3.
Or do you mean we have
Yes,
agreed.
we
Season
have What If
three.
Season 3. Yes.
We have.
Because
We have.
like I said, our picks for this one is just straight up unanimous. So
Yeah, we had,
yes,
basically
we're
felt the
confident
same.
that our number four pick is going to be What If Season 3.
Yes. Just claiming the reason why we're saying our this time is just because it was a unanimous thing. But usually, like if one of us has something different than the other, then we'll do our individual ones. But it was straight up unanimous when we talked, because we game planned these out beforehand, if you couldn't already tell. And when we game planned, we said what our rankings were for the 2024, and it ended up being the same thing. So, What If Season 3? We're not going to spend too much time talking about this one, just because we just spoke about it for like 45 minutes, our time. But basically, just to sum it up, it was some of the scenarios didn't make sense. Some of the themes were ridiculous. Needed more. There's only like two good episodes, two, three episodes that were good. And it was just underwhelming. It was just underwhelming and left us with more questions than answers.
Yep. Anyways, Zach,
Yeah. That just raises further questions.
you want to tell us what our, you want to tell us number three?
Okay. It's gonna be Echo.
I agree.
Yep.
Echo. I remember,
Definitely.
I actually don't remember what I gave it. I remember when we did for What If Season 3, we gave it a 5 out of 10. I still stand it by it. With Echo, I actually don't remember what I gave it, but looking back at it now, I think I gave it like I think I gave it a 7 or like a 7.5. If I did, that's how it was having now sat with it. But yeah, it was just kind of mid. Like,
Yeah, we'll
yeah.
definitely say about Echo, like looking back on it, there were some episodes that I loved, especially with how Wilson Fisk was part of that.
Oh yeah, he's the
And
best part.
especially like when it came down to the finale, I really liked how they're setting up the Mayor Fisk arc in the MCU.
Yeah, you know what it was? Echo, it released all at once, and I honestly forgot that it came out in 2024 for a second. I'm like, oh yeah, that came out this year. It came out like flat at the beginning.
And that was actually the first Marvel
Yeah,
Studio show
nobody can
to be aired
find
on Hulu.
Yeah, it was.
it.
But it was also one of the things too where I, honest to God, ran out of things to say in our review.
Yeah.
Can't
Yeah.
remember. And yet nobody's gonna talk about it. I know. It's like, because where do we go from here now with
Yeah,
Echo? Because
and
like,
also having that cameo from Charlie Cox reprising his role as Matt Murdock,
they
aka
hyped that
the
up to
Hulk.
high heavens to make it. Because
Yeah.
apparently he was supposed to have a bigger role that was going to be recurring for at least two or three episodes. And I don't know why they cut it or changed it. But yeah, I really don't know. Once again, Echo is a show where I feel like they announced it a little bit too soon. And it's sort of like, even because like I heard this character is coming in Hawkeye, because it came out before Hawkeye came out. So then the show coming out, I'm like, okay, so Echo, that show coming out, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. But yeah, like it wasn't the worst MCU show or project I've ever seen. It just wasn't my favorite. And there were like some parts that kept me entertained, but I kind of felt like I was just sitting there watching, like, okay, can like, I feel like I was kind of just watching it just to get the story, and that's about it. Like I
Yeah.
will say though,
I'm like, there were some points that could have been better.
although I do like how they actually properly showed so like an actual issues and like struggles of a superhero with a disability of like of being deaf and an amputee.
And
Yeah.
and like I said, credit to Marvel Studios for using disabilities in the MCU.
Not
I
that
mean,
too, but I didn't even know this until Zach said it in our review, but Aqua Cox, who plays Maya or Echo, actually is an amputee and she's actually deaf. So
see,
yeah.
that really checks off another box. So,
That honestly, that's great
everybody and
representation.
their mother knows that.
See that. And see, that's what you call solid casting.
And representation. Like you have an
Yes,
actor.
definitely representation right there. You have someone that represents somebody that has this a disability.
Yeah, someone be it's also why the performance feels so authentic and genuine. It's because they generally do deal with it. Like it's like and like they're actually in out the world is just getting a glimpse of what it's like in their shoes.
Exactly.
Even though technically I'm sure Aqua Cox isn't actually, teamed up with the Kingpin and, fought Hawkeye when he was Ronin and had that whole thing happen. And suddenly now has secret powers. I don't think she actually has that, but I'm just saying, to a degree, we
One
know
more
we
thing.
sort of see what it's like. So yes, I will say I like the representation. I like that Aqua Cox is like that. I thought the because actually, if you didn't know, the actress who plays Bonnie, the cousin, is the voice actress for K'Hori. So I've said it a couple times. I have a theory that Bonnie will become the Earth 616 Kahori, and that'll just be like a mantle she takes up. But in the end, Echo, it wasn't bad. I like also how it properly like represents like Native American tribes because they worked. Same thing with the Kahori episode of What If Season 2. They actually did work with like Native American production companies.
I mean, hey, works out well.
I agree. See, that's what I like. They're actually taking the time to like do the proper research and
Exactly.
get work with people who
Another
actually are
thing
this culture.
when it comes to these sort of projects, do your freaking research and also do due diligence.
And
Do your
also, I like
research.
how this show. I also one thing I do want to give Echo is that it didn't try to shove an agenda down my throat. Whether like a Native American Lives Matter or something or like equal rights for like amputees or people with a hearing that are deaf. So don't get me wrong. First of all, I do support those and I do think each of those people do have the same rights as anyone else. I want to make that clear. I just like how the show didn't try to shove that down my throat at the and sacrifice the story. Something that show like The Acolyte that came out in 2024 did
Right.
do, which was like shove things down my throat and agenda number. Like
Yeah, I second that, Tommy. I
yeah,
second
it just
that.
like it did its job where it showed the it represented the people and it didn't do, and it didn't overdo it to the point where it took over where the story suffered. The story it told a decent story, and it didn't suffer by trying to do DEI, which is diversity, inclusion. I'm sorry, diversity, equality, inclusion. That's what DEI stands for.
Hell yeah.
So I definitely think at least Marvel's learning their lot. So yeah, thank God for that. But honestly, I think that's all I really have to say. I gave it. I get looking at it now. I still give it. I stand by 7.5 out of 10.
Yep. As for me, I was like around like I was like between like a 7 and an 8, kind of like a 7.5 in the middle, so.
Yeah, because like I just couldn't give it anything higher.
But
But
anyways.
number
Let's go to our
two,
number two pick.
Agatha all along.
Yep.
Agatha all along.
No,
Yep.
seriously. No, seriously. Who's really been messing up everything?
Agatha.
Agatha all along. That's right.
Yes, this show, I think I gave this show an 8. And even though, like it's been a couple months and it sat with me, I still stand by the 8 out of 10 that I gave it. This was really fun to watch, I will say.
Oh yeah, definitely,
I like
definitely.
how it didn't it learned from some of the mistakes that WandaVision made of building up a mystery for too long, and then when you reveal it, you don't have enough time to deal deep. Like I feel like they revealed the fact that the teen was Billy Maximoff at the perfect time.
Like, yeah, that I agree with. Like you explained it at the halfway point. You revealed
You did an origin episode, and then you still had two more, and you still had three episodes left of the story. And then we got the reveal of Rio is deaf.
It was much of a perfect time to explain like how Billy came to be in this world.
How he's back.
More specifically how he returned from WandaVision. Because
And also, like,
we know he has a human body courtesy of Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, but the one that he entered was the body of William Kaplan.
yes, because like I said, like Billy and Tommy, because like even they even said in WandaVision when they're trying to figure out, well, who are the boys, whose lives are they taking over? Goes, oh no, they don't exist. They actually are Wanda's children, but they don't exist in the real world, which we know there are variants of them in other Earths. So yeah, I thought it was pretty cool how the Billy came back. I like how Tommy wasn't back immediately, but I do kind of wonder how why only Billy came back first. Maybe because he had magic. I don't know. But either way,
Yeah.
I liked Agatha's story as well. I liked the side characters. Only thing where it fell flat for me was that we found out that the road was fake.
And the finale though,
I thought it
I
was all
will
right.
say this, guys, it was a bit anti it was a
It's one of those
bit
things where,
anticlimactic, but
although given that it seems like due to reports, it seems like season two is going to happen. It's rumored that we're either going to get
yeah.
a show about Billy looking for Tommy with Agatha's ghost with him, or it's just going to be Agatha as a separate show, or it's just going to be a second season of Agatha. Because it was successful. It was the cheapest MCU show that they've actually made, believe it or not. And they made a lot of money. They made a good profit. People watched it. It did well. So it seems like season two or a Wiccan spinoff is going to happen.
Probably.
Because there's a lot of mysteries. We still have an answer. But I enjoyed this show, Thor. Like, I loved Billy's suit and stuff like this. Like I said, like, with the road being fake, I don't know. Because, like, in the Marvel comics, the road is real.
And the thing is that with the episodes itself, I really see that episode 8 was the finale and 9 was like the epilogue, which
Yeah.
was why I consider the finale to be a little anticlimactic, but I really but it
That's
was
why
a
I would
good
have
way to
done it the other
wrap
way
up
around.
some of the plot threads in the episode and
Yeah, honestly, because like I even said it in our review for episode for the finale, I actually what I would have done was I would have had episode 7 been when we found out about the history about Nicholas Scratch and Agatha. Not episode 7, episode 8. I'm sorry. Have it start where they're gonna go to the trial, where they're leaving the stairwell after Lilia sacrificed herself. Right, that was Patti LuPone.
Yep.
Lilia, okay, I'm sorry, I don't know why I blanked there. But like sacrificed herself so they can get out from the Salem Seven. And then we had that whole conversation of like of Agatha get potentially giving Billy to Rio, who we know is Lady Death. So I would
You
have had it
think
where
I
that conversation, we would have had that, the episode end with that conversation, and then we would have been the majority of it would have been that flashback during that conversation with Nicholas Scratch as to how we got there. And then it had episode 8. So that would have been episode 8. Episode 9 then would have been the majority of what we saw with episode 8. But then it would have been, but then like after we have the whole stuff, Billy goes back home. And then like he showers, then he finds out he made the road, and then we get the whole stuff with Agatha's ghost, him going back to Westview and then realizing, okay, let's go look for Tommy. That I would have done that. Just I would have just changed the sequence of when they showed us certain events, and I feel like I would have enjoyed it better. But I don't like the whole it was all a dream thing.
Yeah.
Like I understand, okay, yeah, we're talking about Billy, whose mother literally created a sitcom in a town and it wasn't real. Like I get that. But like you just did that 3 years prior. It's like it's still pretty soon where I just feel like I would have liked the road to be real. And like and of course they tease us with Mephisto again.
Oh, God.
Which I have my whole theory that Nicholas Scratch is Mephisto.
We shall see. And come to think of it, I would not be surprised if one of those supernatural roles could be something that Johnny Depp might be going for.
That'd be hilarious. Well, apparently, I actually saw yesterday that apparently Disney had offered a lot of money to Johnny Depp and an official apology letter to him for him for Pirates of the Caribbean 6.
Really?
Yeah, so it's clear Disney they want to work with him and they want to fix the relationship with Johnny Depp. Because basically saying everyone and their mom knows what happened. Disney was one of the companies that just showed the door to Johnny Depp prematurely, and Johnny Depp was proven right in a court of law that he was the one that was wrong. So, yeah.
Nope. Long story
But
short, if you know, you know.
if you
The only
know,
thing
you
I feel like,
know.
another thing with Agatha All Along, which I blame Scoopers for this, I wish it didn't leak online that that Joe Locke's the teen was Billy. I really feel like that was that Marvel Studios, they wanted that to be a big what the fuck moment when we saw the crown on it. As soon as Agatha said, "You're just
Yeah.
like your mother," we're like, "Wait, what?" And then we see the crown. We realize, "Oh, it's Billy!" Like, I feel like because the show wanted you to believe that he was Nicholas Scratch up until the reveal. I feel like they would have it would have benefited if we just didn't have all those leaks and rumors that he was Billy.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's one
Although
thing.
to
I
be
sort of
fair
blame the
though,
internet for that.
to be fair though, Rio, who is of course Aubrey Plaza's character, told Agatha that that boy isn't yours, meaning we could have gotten that clue during episode two.
I know, but it still could have been anyone. But
Or I'm not sure
also,
what
oh
episode.
my God, speaking of Aubrey Plaza, real quick. Okay, I don't want to get this is gonna be a bit of a serious thing, but you guys hear what happened with her husband?
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Rest in peace.
basically, if you didn't hear, Aubrey Plaza, her husband, passed away. I'm not gonna say how, but it was like a week ago. All I can say is this, Aubrey, we hope you're doing okay, and we wish you the best of luck, and we wish offer you our condolences. Condolences through this difficult time in your life.
Yeah. But before we get to our number one pick, and I thought we'd liven it up and lighten up the room a little bit. It's official. Tom Holland and Zendaya are engaged.
I
Wait,
know.
really? Yeah.
I know. I didn't see that. What?
Yeah,
When?
that was courtesy of a TMZ.
No. When did this news break? Apparently
During
a few hours ago.
No
Yeah,
way.
I
Oh,
saw
that's
that. I saw
cool.
that. Because Tom Holland did talk about saying when he has kids, he's gonna retire from acting, or like how we won't see him for a while.
Well, that's the reason why, I mean.
Oh, him and Zendaya are engaged. Congratulations, Tom Holland and Zendaya, our 616 Peter Parker and Mary Jane.
Oh.
Sorry, Michelle Jones. I'm sorry, not Mary Jane. MJ.
Michelle Jones.
It's almost like life is imitating art, and
That real life
art
imitates
imitating life.
art imitates real
That is
life, and
great.
real life is imitating art, and vice versa.
But the
Hey,
question is,
congratulations.
which imitated first?
I have no idea.
Yeah, what? It's crazy how that's the second time this has happened with Spider-Man. Because if you didn't know, Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone were a couple during the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
They were right.
Oh, how the time can fly.
That's hilarious. And also, I found out
Yeah.
that Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst had were together during their trilogy. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna lose my shit.
Not be surprised. But
Impossible.
coming in at number one,
Anyways,
if you didn't
boys,
tell for
neither.
process of elimination.
It is time for our number one pick. And then our number one pick of the MCU projects of 2024 is none other than Deadpool and Wolverine.
Wolverine. Yes, Deadpool and
Yes.
Wolverine.
It's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees. I want to take you there.
Yes.
I'm quoting Like a Prayer by Madonna because they played it in the movie. I love
It was
it.
a lyric.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I still stand by my ranking of or by my score of a 9 out of 10 for Deadpool and Wolverine. I love this movie.
Yeah, I still stand by my rating of 10 out of 10 because let's face it was
Me
definitely
too.
one of the best MCU movies I have ever seen in my entire life.
I agree. Just
Me
I
too.
also just being in the theater, how our theater went nuts when they revealed Human Torch. And we saw credit
Yeah.
that.
Yeah,
Mind
especially
blowing.
like with how they were setting it up. I mean, we thought it was Cap at first,
I knew right
but
away he
when
was
Chris
Human
Evans
Torch.
said flame on,
As soon as I
I was
saw him,
like,
I knew he was going to be
what?
Human Torch. I myself, oh, he's got to be Human Torch. Because I remember from interviews, Chris Evans saying it'd be easier to get him to come back as Human Torch.
Mm-hmm.
Even before, like he said, he's open to coming back as Captain America.
Yeah. But I
But
still don't know
honestly,
who Chris Evans is really going to play come Avengers Doomsday and
I heard apparently he's like Nomad. That's what the reports are saying. Or like Cap. Or I heard he's not Human Torch. That's the only thing I heard that is confirmed not to be. Well,
maybe
not
he's playing,
confirmed. Hey,
but I
we'll
guess
see.
maybe he's playing it. Maybe he's playing the old Steve Rogers. I don't know.
I think the Nomad Cap Steve Rogers that's putting the stones back, I think, is probably the best option. Like I said in our Multiverse Mega episode when we talked about it, how I think he could come back. But either way, Deadpool and Wolverine. Oh my God.
Oh yeah, an incredible comeback for Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Oh my God. He even said in an interview with Jimmy Fallon because he finally had the comic accurate suit. He said when he walked after he put on the suit for the first time and they got to ready to film and he walked out, everybody, the actors and the crew, it was dead silence. And it was like, I just wish I still
Yeah.
don't imagine being there because I know if I was there and I had seen it for the first time, Hugh in the suit, I would have been like, "Oh my God, I would have
Yeah.
lost my mind."
And I really liked how they did the suit, and especially like with how it was covering up like every single bit of his thing, and
Of
it
his arms. Well,
perfectly
that's because Hugh
resembled.
Jackman has a skin condition, and
Yeah,
they're
and it
filming at a
perfect.
quarry for
Like I
that
said,
weight.
the Wolverine suit really perfectly resemb it perfectly resembles the comics,
I know, then when they
and
got
more
ripped
specifically
off
like
the
the
arm
ones from
animated
the
series.
and also the ones from the X-Men animated series back in the 90s.
Yeah, like, and then when like
Ah, the
Wade
'90s,
ripped the
they
sleeves off.
rocked.
And also, plus, we saw the impossible happened. Deadpool actually shut up. Yeah, because when Wolverine was like, it's one of God's best jokes that you can't die, except it's not all of
Except
us.
it's on all of us.
Yeah, that whole rant he went on. I've never met a sadder, more attention-starved, jabbering little prick in my entire life.
That
That
says a
whole
lot.
that was he went off there. And then they played "You're the One That I Want" from Grease,
Oh,
and they're
God.
fighting in the Hunt. Plus, also we got to see the return of Wesley Snipes' Blade,
Wesley
Jennifer Garner as
Snipes.
Elektra, Daphne Keene as X-23,
Yeah.
and plus also we finally got to see Channing Tatum play Gambit. We got to see
Four.
like Blake Lively, Matthew
Cool,
McConaughey,
Sam.
and a bunch of other people play these kids. Dogpool, oh, Dogpool.
Dog pool,
Dog
yes.
pool. What the fuck was that? How do you think I do? The whole movie was just hilarious. It was funny.
Proposal.
We got
What the
Pyro,
fuck was that?
Sabretooth, we got Cassandra Nova. All in all, it was a really good movie. The only reason why I give it a 9 out of 10 and it's not a 10 for me is just because I feel like we were missing some story elements when it comes to Paradox, to Mr. Paradox's motivation and who he was working for. Like, why did he want to destroy Earth 1-0007?
You mean 1-0-0-5?
That's what I meant. Sorry, 1-0005. What I meant.
Some reason you were referencing James Bond all of a sudden.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I was. But yeah, 1-0-0-5. I don't know why did he want to speed up that Earth's destruction after Logan had passed. But also now, anytime I hear the NSYNC song "Bye Bye Bye," I can only see I picture Deadpool dancing and killing people. And apparently, Rob McElhenney was one of the TVA agents.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That was so. It also plus I remember how nuts our theater went when Wolverine pulled on the cowl.
Oh yes, the cowl.
Oh my God! As soon as I saw,
Oh,
like,
my goodness, I geeked out
whoa,
so hard.
Zabe, our theater geeked out when Logan, not Logan, when Wade put him through the TVA door and we saw him in the suit for the first time. The whole movie was
Ugh.
great. The only reason why it's a 9, like I said, I just feel like we needed Paradox's motivation as to why. And was he working for Kang? Or something like that. Or is it Dr. Doom? Like, was there Kang stuff that was cut at like after the movie was shot? I'm just curious as to what happened with that beat. That's the only thing that I have against this movie, is that it just doesn't explain his motivation, and that kind of annoys me.
Yeah, overall, I thought it was a really good film to wrap up the Fox Marvel saga as a whole.
I agree, and
Me
just
too.
looking forward to
Yeah.
what's coming next. You call your roommate Blind Al.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's also what Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, their chemistry was great.
Yeah,
There's
I
also
totally.
Cavalrine.
Yeah, and of course Henry
Henry
Cavill,
Cavill.
Apparently
And
they
also
want to
that
bring him
scene
back.
where the Hulk was fighting Wolverine and
Oh yeah, I want to see that suit in Secret Wars. I want to see him wear that one
Oh
next.
yeah.
With the
I mean,
cat
and
with
I
the
do
cowl, I
love
want to see.
that scene where Deadpool was like, "Now you fought the Hulk in that costume, right?" And as soon as of
You
course,
saw the
Mark
Hulk.
Ruffalo's version of the Hulk and Deadpool goes, "I Marvel Jesus, you dull creature, and I will not be
I love that
all while
reference
the
to
Power of Love by
Avengers.
Huey Lewis in the News was playing."
This movie had a killer soundtrack. I mean, you had
Oh
"Bye Bye
yeah.
Bye," "Power of
NSYNC.
Love." Yeah, "You're the One That I Want."
Yeah, an Avril Lavigne song
"Like
in there. You have Green Day.
a Prayer."
I'm with yeah, Green Day appeared in it was during the credits.
Speaking
I
of
dedicated to the
Green
Fox.
Day, Green
Yeah.
Day, like when Green Day performed that song recently, their bassist and drummer actually went in costume as Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh, that's hilarious. And plus also the post-credit scene too, with also we saw Chris Evans do that little monologue. And so oh, Johnny actually did say all those things about Cassandra.
Yeah.
And then also on the screen, which they released the full thing, it seems like one of the Doctor Strange portals opened up, and it seems like Gambit's, and so Gambit's coming back.
Yes.
Mean, we knew
All right, Sam.
X-23. She was at the end of the movie. She was there.
I just know.
It seems so.
Died
No.
from murder, you dumb fuck.
No. Yeah, I
God,
know.
that movie was just so funny.
What? Yeah, I mean, if they
Comic
bring Ryan
accurate
Reynolds.
height.
If they bring Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman back for the next two Avengers films, I would
They
flip
will.
my shit.
There's no way
I
they're
don't
not.
know.
There's no way they won't.
Real shit.
It's this multiverse movie, the next two Avengers movies, and with how successful that, plus also apparently Hugh Jackman saying he wants to keep playing Wolverine.
You're
Hell yeah.
gonna keep doing it till you're
Apparently he
90.
says he want from what I saw, he wants to interact with Tobey Maguire. Please,
Bro.
I will lose my shit if I see those two on screen together.
Oh my God, that I would love to see that happen. I would
Yes.
I would pay
You're gonna lose your
you
mind,
could
man.
pay me a dollar to see that happen.
Yes, oh my God.
You.
Plus also all the Wolverine variants, also comic accurate height.
That's gonna take a lot of convincing.
Or remember we
It's
saw
gonna
that
take a
like,
lot of convincing.
look at
Agree.
you little short stuff. Like the 5'3", although I apparently the actor was like 4'8".
Yeah.
4'9". I either you know that was I just wasn't expecting
Yeah.
that. Just how funny that was. Yeah, that the whole Honda Odyssey part too. Well, no, we're running away. Hey, she could decide who her papa is. Oh my God. I have funny things. I follow Dogpool on TikTok.
Oh God, really?
The Honda
Yeah, I
Odyssey.
do.
Well, Peggy the hairless dog, yes.
Oh
As
Jesus.
her, she's labeled on social media. Yeah, you know, I just like it. She really is Deadpool as a dog, though. That's the thing, too. You see on social media, the same way she interacts, she's so funny.
Yeah, and especially with the goggles, it's just makes sense.
I just love how they had her at the premiere in the because like they let her owner keep the costume for Dogpool. Normally, at superhero actors, they aren't allowed to keep the costume. They got like put in like a vault or something, but they actually let her keep it. So that was nice of them.
Nice.
I also love seeing her like do like all the because that's the, like they put her
Nice.
in the costume every time they take her to like Comic Con and stuff like that. Puppy. It's the just love her. It's like she was at the premiere. And they're asking her questions. And she's just like. I'm
The
sticking my tongue
expression,
out because you guys can't see that because her tongue is out.
the face just sells it for me.
Oh my God. Either way, Deadpool Wolverine, that earned it its number one spot on my and I guess all of our 2024 ranking list. So I'd say that about does it for 2024.
That amount does
Yeah.
it, yes.
So now we are now here in 2025, and there's a shit ton of projects to look forward to.
Yes, we got a lot.
I can only imagine what the I can only imagine how they'll go down, but I will say is this. Let's just hope the writing is good. We hope it has more connective tissue. So with less than a minute to go, I say that just about does it. So we hope
Yep.
you like this episode of the Marvel Men podcast. We hope you enjoy it as usual. As I like to say, follow us on Spotify, follow us on Instagram, and until our next episode, we are the Marvel Men, and we shall see you
On the
on
other side of the
the side of the
multiverse.
multiverse.
Peace, and hey, who knows? We'll see how our predictions are. Well, next year, this time next year, when we rank our 2025.
Laters.